Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And today is a tremendously special day. We are going to be having as our guest, psychic and reverend and all-around amazing human being, Dottie Boone. And let's start off with the numbers. For those of you who are calling in on from the L.A. area, the number is 424-258-9337. And for those calling in anywhere else in the world, and especially here in the Bay Area, the guest call-in number is 877-697-9725. So I am going to jump, since we've only got a half an hour, we're going to just kind of jump right into this, and we're going to get a little information about Dottie, and then we're going to get in. We've got some folks on hold who are going to be getting some questions answered. So everybody just hang in there, and we will get Dottie to as many of you as possible. All righty. So it is my immense pleasure to bring in Reverend Dottie Boone, who is not only, someone who I admire tremendously. I have the pleasure of working with her, and she is the head pastor of the Center for Creative Living here in San Jose, which is a charter of the Universal Church of the Masters. So, Dottie, great to have you with us.
Well, it's a delight to be with you. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Oh, it is so exciting, and I can honestly say I've never seen these phone lines light up like this. So, Dottie, how long have you been doing psychic readings?
I've been doing psychic readings for about 35 years. I got in touch with my spirit guide, Mahala Leel, who I call Ma, when I was very young, and he's been talking through me ever since.
Oh, well, awesome. So where does Ma come from?
He comes from India, Madras, India, and he became a spirit in 1825. So he's been a spirit for quite a long time, and he's a delight to be able to channel.
Well, that's so tremendously cool. Now, do you have, like, a different voice when he talks to you, or, how does he work through you?
Well, you're going to hear my voice. I hear him. You're going to hear it's coming through me, so you're going to hear my voice. If I was to listen to this taped later, I could tell you when I was really channeling or I was using my Dottie voice.
Well, and your Dottie voice is very sweet. You know what? We've got quite a few folks lined up, so why don't we just jump right into this? Our first caller
first of all,
is... Oh,
yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's have them limit it to one question, and if they have any other questions, they could call my office later on and make an appointment for a reading, okay?
That's right. So, and this is for everybody. If we're not able to get to you, then we're going to be, at the end of the show, we're going to be giving information so you can be able to, get a one-on-one session with Dottie. All righty. So first we've got Angel from Ohio, and she has a question regarding a past relationship. Are you there, Angel?
Yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Great. Okay, Angel, the past relationship, you haven't completely let it go. And what Ma says is that if you don't completely let this go, relationships that you see in the future and you work with in the future aren't going to be that firm within your heart. And that past life relationship you really need to release because we don't see it coming back around in you two being together again.
Okay.
You knew that already. You knew that already, but Ma says that you wanted confirmation.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty.
If you want to talk to me, hold on. At the end of the half hour, you can get my information. Thank you so much, Angel.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Angel. All righty. Next, we have Mike. And Mike is from Arizona, and Mike has a question about a new job. Hold on just a second. Okay, Mike, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Nice to talk to you, Mike. How can Daddy help you?
I'm starting a new job tomorrow, and a sales job, and just kind of wanted to see where that was going to go, and if I'm done with my business, or is it going to kind of work side and side? I'm just kind of curious in regards to the forward movement.
Right. And, Mike, this new job that you're going to have, is you're going to start making a lot of money. It's almost like you're going to jump into a pool of money from this job, which I like the sound of. But Ma says you really do best when you have your own job and your own business. So, no, this job is going to help kickstart your business, and we see you being able to, that they're not going to compete with each other. So we see that you're going to be able to do both. You're a young man. You can do this. My guide says you can handle both, but not right now. Right now it's all about the energy of you getting into this sales job, doing well, and as Ma says, jumping into that pool of money that's waiting for you.
The financial foundation is needed, that's for sure.
Yes, and you do. And that's what this job is what's going to give you, that financial energy for your business.
Beautiful.
You made a fantastic decision in changing and going into this job for a while.
Good. All I needed was that validation. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All righty, Mike. Thank you for calling. Okay, next on the list is Rosalyn, and Rosalyn is from South Carolina, and she has a question regarding her daughter in college. Are you there, Rosalyn?
Hello, I am. Hello, ladies.
Oh, hello, Rosalyn. You have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what's your question, Rosalyn?
My daughter is trying to go back to school, and there are some, you know, a couple of issues that's kind of hanging up in the air, and we're waiting on a decision. And it has been, you know, it's her life, but of course we want the best for our children, and it's been kind of stressing me out while I'm working, you know, 12 to 13 hours a day. And I was just wondering if, you know, what your guides could relay to me in regards to the energy and the movement around, you know, how this is panning out right now.
Okay. Rosalyn, Ma says that you're really good with prayer, and you need to start putting this prayer out there, because we see that there's some money coming in for your daughter. I don't know whether it's a grant or it's a subsidy of some kind, but we see a check coming in that's going to help her for a year of college. So know that there's money out there just sitting there waiting to fly into her hands. And what Ma says is your daughter has had some classes that she didn't do quite as well in as she could have, but right now she's changed her attitude and her energy, and she's ready to really focus on college. Something was going on earlier where her focus wasn't there, but she's matured enough, she's ready to process it, and she has the basic intelligence that she needs.
Okay. I feel some relief already.
Wonderful.
I totally understand that message. It resonates deeply. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling, Rosalyn. All righty. And we have Carlos, who is next up. Are you there, Carlos?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
San Diego. Cool. And what's your question for Dottie?
I was wondering if there's anything that just really pops up coming my way.
Yeah. Ma says that right now, career-wise, you're not in the field that you're supposed to be in. Have you been realizing that you need to be more creative in what you do? You think outside the box, and it's time for you to utilize that wonderful creative energy you have career-wise. And Ma says that this being creative has to do with every aspect of your life. Your love life, your home, your how you think, and you're going to have times when people are going to look at you and say, Carlos, what are you thinking about? They don't quite follow you, because you're an individual and you do it so well. So don't listen to what other people say you can or can't do. Follow that wonderful basic instinct you have in life.
Okay,
do you understand
that?
Do you understand that, Carlos?
Yes, I absolutely understand that.
Because this is time for you to make changes. 2015, you're going to be having a new job, a new place to live, and possibly even a new mate.
Okay. Thank you.
big things coming up for you.
Sounds great.
Alrighty, Carlos.
thank you.
Good for you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have Joanne. And Joanne, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island, wonderful.
Awesome. Yeah. Isn't that great?
What's your question for Dottie?
I want to know if my relationship is completely over.
My guide says your heart is telling you that it's still viable, this relationship is still viable. And Ma says the reason your heart is telling you that is you are still corded from your heart to the friend's heart. That is still cording. And what Ma says, as long as you are corded to this person, you're going to go through a little bit of stress, a little bit of angst, but don't let go. I don't know why you feel it's completely over if that cord is going both ways. When's the last time you two talked?
We Skyped. It's a long distance relationship. We Skyped like I think maybe 2-3 days ago, but mm-hmm. he just keeps saying he needs space, and I know he's going through a lot of pressure with, you know, business and stuff like that. So
yeah, but that cord is still there. This isn't cut. This isn't. You two are still connected, and you're going to feel the energy. This is one of those things. Don't go. Trying to stalk or anything like that.
Praise God. I really don't want it to be over, but I feel I'm getting the vibe from him that it is. So
I don't get that.
Saying.
I get, yeah, okay. And what I'm getting is the vibes you're getting is because he is so confused with his life, what he's doing with family, money, everything else. He's up in the air, and consequently imagine that this cord between the two of you is like a bungee cord. It's stretching and stretching and stretching, and you're afraid it's going to break. And Ma says, no, it isn't. It's going to pull him back to you. But if you keep being too anxious, mm-hmm. it's not going to. So just take a nice deep breath. Know that this is a person who still loves you, mm-hmm. still honors you, but is going through a real difficult time.
You are so on target. You are so on target. God bless you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you, my dear.
Thank you. I really needed to hear that.
Okay, good.
Blessings. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Joanne. And, hey, I have been telling Daddy she needs to get a radio show, so you guys should convince her. All righty. And our next call is another call from Long Island, Suzanne. And it looks like the question is about when will the love life pick up. Are you there, Suzanne?
Yes, hi, thank you. Yes, when do you see me getting a boyfriend?
Do you have any idea what kind of boyfriend you want? Ma says you need to sit down and write down at least 50 criteria of what you want in a boyfriend.
No, I do.
Yeah, but you're putting it out to the universe, and the universe is going, we're not quite sure. You know, she wants a relationship, but what nationality, what culture, what language?
Just me, like, you know, people just meet you. You know what I'm saying?
No, this doesn't happen like that with you. You need to be, you plan, and Ma says you need to be more specific. And I'm going to tell anybody who's listening and they want to meet somebody, take and write down all the criteria. And you know what the first four criteria are you start out with?
What?
Gender. Okay, do you want male or female? That sounds interesting.
No, male.
Age, how old do you want this person to be? Okay, race, what race is it you want? And the other one is, do you want them to be healthy? Those are basic.
Right.
Yeah, and you write all of those down, and then you go out with 46 more criteria. Write it down on a piece of paper, fold it up 7 times, and put it under your pillow. And I guarantee that within 2 months you're going to meet exactly the person that you've put out to the universe you want to meet.
Wow.
It's that specific, because what happens is the love of your life doesn't know that you're looking for him. And it's like putting out an ad in a newspaper. Think of this as an ad to the universe that goes out to all of those men that are around that are waiting to find out where his true mate is. And that's how you do it.
Can I ask a real quick question? Do you ever see my son moving back in with me? If so, when?
My guide says your son really needs to be on his own as much as possible. I don't know what this is, but he needs to find his way. And when he moves back with you, he just kind of loses his drive.
He's only 13. He can't be on his own too much.
No, but he needs that. He needs that, you know, maybe taking care that he gets his homework done, all of that, where he's responsible, not letting you be the one to tell him how to do it. And that's what I mean by being on his own. Because when he's with you, you tend to want to treat him like he's 10 years old instead of he feels like he's becoming a young man. So if you want him to move back with you, remember, he knows when he's supposed to eat, when he's supposed to sleep, how, and when he's supposed to do his homework, and start honoring him for being a young man instead of a kid, okay?
Okay. So you might see it happening. You don't know.
No, I don't know, because that's what needs. He needs to be able to make that definitive answer of whether he wants to be with you or not.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Thank you for calling in, Suzanne. Blessings. All righty. Next, we have Barbara from New Jersey, and Barbara is has a relationship question. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Dottie?
Thank you. Okay. I'm actually talking to someone right now, and I want to know if it's going to go anywhere.
Have you met this person to person?
Yes.
What was your first feeling when the two of you met? Because my guide says you're very intuitive. And it was there a spark? Did you meet and go, aha?
Yes.
Because that's what you need to be in a relationship, is that aha moment. And what we get, the person that you're interested in still has some baggage they're holding on to. And once they let it go, then this relationship can start moving forward. Now, the baggage could be another person, it could be a mother, it could be a job, but there's something holding this relationship back from just going head on. No, don't give up on it, because this is somebody who is interested but still being pulled back by the baggage.
Okay.
Okay, so what you're getting is that they're not quite interested. And yet my guide says they are interested in, they just are trying to figure out what to do with the baggage that's holding them back. I see this person like this huge backpack that's kind of weighting them backwards. And that's why they're not moving forward into this relationship.
Yeah, he needs to get himself together.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, Barbara. You take care. All righty. Next, we've got Sophie from right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Are you there, Sophie?
Hi, ladies. Yes, I am.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Hello, Dottie. Hello.
And what is your question for Dottie?
Yeah, my question is about finances. Do you see my finances making an improvement anytime soon?
Not if you stay doing the job you're doing right now. Ma says this job is limited as far as more money, but he sees that there's a class you're going to be taking and a type of training that makes you increase your financials by about 25% to 35% next year.
Okay, so it's more towards next year. Well, the thing is that I had an unexpected back injury, so I was in school and I was asked to write, but the person didn't want to pay me enough
mm-hmm.
to write for them, and mm-hmm. I just can't take that job. But this injury is taking a lot longer.
Yeah, are you? Ma says you're supposed to be in rehab. Have you been doing any of the exercises they want?
No, because I had to do acupuncture because I have another underlying situation, so... The doctor would not send me to rehab for fear that it was going to flare up the other situation. So acupuncture has been effective. It's just
good because
a much slower process.
Okay, because what we see is this back needs to have something done to it to get more of the blood moving, and acupuncture is wonderful for that. You might want to sometimes talk to Dr. Eileen. She's a chiropractor, and she's very, very good at this type of thing. She got me back walking 2 weeks ago, and so I'm singing her praises today. Because what we see is you have the ability to make a lot more money, but I still see a class that you need to complete and get a certificate from. It's not a bachelor's degree or a master's. It's a certificate. meditation and what you're doing, because my guide says that you are very creative, very artistic, and you have the ability to sell yourself. It's hard to sell yourself when you're in pain. That's why we're
Absolutely.
Saying 2015, because you've got to get completely out of pain before you can actually get out there and sell yourself. But we do see, while you're recovering, that you can take this class. So it might be a class you take online.
Interesting. Okay. Might it have to do with photography?
You're a photojournalist, and that's where you do best.
Oh, interesting. Okay. My writing was in the journalist class.
Right.
But I got published, but the photography, I have to learn how to use a digital camera.
Go online, and I bet you you're going to find a class that's not that expensive you can do online, so you don't have to worry about going back and forth to school.
Okay. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it, Dottie.
You're welcome, babe.
Awesome.
You have a wonderful
All right.
day.
You
Thanks.
Take care, Sophie, and, hey, get
Thank
a hold
you.
Of me if there's any way that I can assist you with your back.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Yeah, you can get a hold of me, and I'll give you the information at the end of the show. All righty. So next we have Sherry, who is in Cedar Rapids. Let's see. Hold on just a second. And Sherry, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, ladies.
Hi there,
hi.
Sherry.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what question do you have for Dottie?
Well, I was just curious what, if you, you know, what a scene for me coming up, or kind of feel like I'm just kind of wobbling, not sure what to be doing.
My guide says that you've been depressed. What's this about, Sherry?
I don't know. I have been, my energy has been a little bit different lately.
Yeah.
Could be home. Could be the home. A lot of, you know, other people's drama within my house, you know. We have a half kids are mine, half are his, and so there's been a little bit of turmoil on his side, a little bit with his kids, his son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ma says you need to get out and either take a walk or go running. Every
okay.
time you get out of the house and you get where there's any kind of trees or a river or anything that belongs to Mother Nature, you know, you need to get out and run on the mother, on Gaia, because Ma says when you run or walk, you are so able to release any of the negativity into the earth. And that's so important, because right now you don't have any way of getting rid of the stuff that's accumulating in your head, and we want you to
yeah.
do that, because you're so confused, because there's so much stuff in there that you need to let go of. You need to let go of his kids. You need to let go of people who bother you. You just need to do release, 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 and you're going to find the minute your good disposition, because you're such a delightful person, when that good disposition comes back, all of a sudden everything is going to look clear. Right now, when you look out of your eyes, everything looks muddy.
Yeah.
Okay, and that looking muddy is your spirit guide saying, okay, let's get out there on the land, and let's do some running or walking. And anybody that you're upset with, and for anybody listening, this is a great tool. Anytime you're upset with somebody, write their name on the bottom of your shoe and stomp around outside.
Okay.
Okay, by the time it's worn off on the bottom, by the time it's worn off the bottom of your shoe, you're not as upset with them. Okay.
Right. Okay. Very good. Thanks.
And you're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Sherry. Alrighty, uh-huh. And we've got just a couple more slots left, and we can get some quick ones here. Okay, we've got Sandra in New York who has a love life question.
Hi, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. So,
well,
my
hello,
question,
Sandra.
Hi. So my question is about the one. I've done a lot of work and steps to kind of, you know, have them. I have my list. It's specific, and I have a nice board, and I try to get out there as much as I can. So I want to see what you see.
Oh, you're not going to like this answer.
Uh-oh.
Sandra. Don't you like it when I'm listening to my guide and going, no, she doesn't want to hear that. Ma says you need to start loving yourself more.
I do love myself. And
but
actually,
you just
I'm...
have to, yeah, but what he's saying is start looking in the mirror and put kisses on the mirror. okay? Put some lipstick on, put some kisses on the mirror, start telling Sandra how wonderful she is, because what we see is the right person is watching you, and as you start glowing, as you start loving yourself more, there's this glow that just comes out of you,
yeah.
And we see that this is somebody you're going to meet in it's either a convention or a seminar, or it's somewhere where there's a lot of people, and I see this person coming up and sitting down and starting to talk to you.
Oh,
that's
nice.
The best way for you to meet people. You don't do too well on the Internet. You don't do well going to bars. But when you're sitting where people are talking and somebody comes up and talks to you and you're shining, that's how you're going to be meeting the next person.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, my dear.
All righty.
Hey, good luck with that, Sandra. You take care. Okay, so now we have, there's two more calls left. The next call is Lisa, who is calling from New York and has a career question. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. How are you ladies doing?
Doing well.
Great.
How can Daddy help you?
Okay, great. My question is about my career and finances. I already launched a program, an online group coaching course. It starts at the end of the month. So I was kind of wondering, like, what, you know, trying to get enrollment, you know, fast, and just doing the good work and being generous about how I partner with people. So I kind of wanted to know what you see for me with that particular course that starts at the end of the month.
Have you done this course before, Lisa? Because my guide says you need some testimonials.
I have testimonials on the site for it, yes.
Okay. And the testimonials aren't as exciting as when people look at it, they go, that's nice. I want people to look at it and go, I need that. That is absolutely what I need. And also, your website doesn't sparkle enough.
Okay.
Who do you have a web mistress or somebody who works on your website?
Yeah, I feel like it's very sparkly. But what
okay.
I guess you're meaning is what it's saying.
Yeah. And so that's what my guide says, that people are looking at it and they're not getting excited. So we want something exciting. People talking about it being exciting, and they look at it and they think, oh, well, I've seen that before. And so Ma says, do something that is so exciting that people are going to say, I want to do it. Because you're a good teacher, you're good at explaining, you do well with groups, all of that you have. It's just the advertising and using the media isn't as well as done as it could be.
Okay.
All righty. So we're going to have to. We've got one more person we need to get it to, and we're at about 2.5 minutes left.
Okay.
So,
okay. Thank you,
Lisa. We're going to be giving more information on how to contact Dottie. So you know, hang in there. All righty. Our final call.
No,
And let's see, Tanetta from Philadelphia. Are you
yes,
there?
Yes. Hello.
Awesome. All righty. Quick one. What was it that you wanted to ask Dottie about?
I am calling up to see what you see coming for me and a relationship with Daniel.
Daniel, boy, Daniel seems really slow moving. When you talk to him, what do you find that he's not saying what you want to hear?
Right. He's seesawing back and forth. This has been going on for 2 years. And then I broke up with him at the end of June, and I thought it was going to be over. And then just about maybe a week or so ago, he was contacting me and texting me. And then I kind of, you know, don't respond because I want him to make a more firmer move. So now I haven't heard from him. So
yeah,
I
would respond very briefly. Remember, he moves slowly. He reminds me of a tortoise or a turtle. He
mm-hmm.
moves slowly, and he's got a hard shell. And so what you want to do is just be very gentle and write back and say, oh, it was nice hearing from you. Please keep in touch, or something very gentle. And he's just gonna move, and he's going to come closer and closer, but it's going to be very slowly. So he's not the rabbit that runs fast. He's a turtle that moves slow, okay?
But do you see a future with me and him?
Yeah, as long as you let him work slowly. Yes, I do.
Okay.
But if you want to hurry him up, he's not going to hurry.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So- Thank you for calling, Tanetta. All righty, we've got just a little bit of time left. So, Dottie, how can everybody find you?
They can find me under Center for Creative Living. That on my web is Center for Creative Living, San Jose, California. They can call me at area code 408-392-9090. I do phone readings, and I tape them and send you the tape. And my fee is $75 for a half an hour and $125 for an hour. And we'd love to hear from anybody who wants to call and ask more questions and find out what Ma has to say in the future.
All righty. Well, this is Healing House Radio. We've run out of time, so everyone take care. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye now.